The question was asked, it says Esav sold his rights to the firstborn, to Yaakov, for a pot of lentils, nezid adashim. What's the significance of the pot of lentils? So our sages tell us that Yaakov was making the lentils for his father Yitzchak, because our tradition is that when a person lost a relative, they eat round things to remind ourselves that life is a cycle, and to remind ourselves that sometimes the wholeness is in silence. Just like something round is closed, so too a person sometimes has to know to be quiet. And now is not the time to start figuring out all of life's questions. Address life's questions when you're not on the burner. You know, there are burning moments, and those moments are not the time to start questioning. Question when you're at equilibrium. You know, that's an important rule in general in life. When we're out of equilibrium, when life's going crazy, that's not the time to question. And it's true about many questions of life, meaning if at the moment that something tragic happens, a person tells his wife, and anyways, I don't want to be married to you, that's not the time. You know, think it through. Think it through when you're at equilibrium. A smart person doesn't make big decisions when they're out of equilibrium. And that's also a message of the round. We give a person, when they lost a relative, something round to tell him, don't talk so much about things. Wait, you'll rethink life. Right now, things seem very tragic to you. So the importance of that is because it reflects on what Esav was doing. Yaakov tells him, I want your rights to the firstborn, which in those days meant, I want your rights to be the continuation of the family. And Esav says, you know, I just killed someone and I'm busy doing my thing. Let me have the lentils. What do I have to do with this family name? Esav just killed Nimrod. Nimrod was Abraham's nemesis. And on that same day, they both died. Nimrod was killed by Avram's grandson, Esav. He was a very old man. And Avram passed away at home. And
Where's that?
In the Medrash Rabbah, in the Medrash Tanchuma. Rashi quotes it. So, what? Wait, that's a separate question. At any rate, so Esav was saying, Yaakov says, I'm making these lentils. You know, Grandpa died today. And Esav says, what do I have to do with this family? It's no honor to me to have the name of the firstborn. You know, in my line of work, no one says, ooh, you're a son of Abraham. That's great. What they say is, oh, a gangster like you and your grandfather was so pious. It's not exactly any honor to me. Let me have the lentils. You take that right. It also shows us something which I haven't seen any of the commentaries discuss. He honors his father so much. How come he's willing to eat his father's pot of lentils? Those lentils were made for his father. And I didn't see any commentary discuss that. I don't know what the answer to that is. Like, I don't know if that shows us something about his level of honoring his parents, because Chazal praise his level of honoring his parents. I haven't seen any place that Chazal say he was deficient. On the contrary, Chazal say we don't live up to his standard of honoring our parents. So why didn't it bother our sages that he ate his father's pot of lentils? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. It's a question that I've had for many years. Like, I'd love to say, you see, Esav was in it for his own good. But Chazal didn't say that. Our sages did not say that. They just mentioned that he ate the lentils that were meant for his father. But they don't come out against him for it. I don't know. I'm saying maybe there's probably something to it. I just don't know what it is. Yes? I'd like to say that.
But he looked like the most righteous person.
We have some indications that his honoring of his parents was not pious, because at the end of the parasha, when Esav says, Yikrevu yemei evel lavi, he says, when my father will die, then I'll take revenge from Yaakov.
Right.
And our sages say one of the things he was thinking is either he'll die or I'll help him die. We do have an indication in Chazal that all his honoring of his father was not the greatest. But most indications seem the other way. So I don't know. Gabriel, on this topic?
No.